Happy Christmas, everybody. One of the joys or sorrows of Christmas is watching the movies. And so we've been looking at a few, and I've been given a couple to talk about. So I've been forced to watch them. It's terrible. And so today we're going to be looking at some of the things in the Miracle on, I can never remember, is it 34th Street. You see, one of my famous old movies is 42nd Street, so I get very confused. So it's all singing and dancing. And so we're going to, I don't know if you know the story, but it's a remake of an old movie. And it's about a guy who, some people think he really is the real Father Christmas or Kris Kringle. And it goes all the way to a trial in a courtroom. And so we're going to see a little clip about what happens in the courtroom. I'm going to watch that now.
Having heard the evidence in the matter of Kris Kringle, I, Judge Henry Harper, a representative of the state of New York, must regrettably rule on this day, the 24th of December, in the year
3rd if I gave you your Christmas card? I probably won't get another chance to see you, unless I get arrested, which is very unlikely, since it's Christmas Eve and I'm going to bed uncharacteristically early.
Thank you very much, young lady.
You're entirely welcome.
And, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. I'm not going to be needing that. The young lady who just approached the bench presented me with this Christmas card and this. It's a $1 bill. It's going to be returned to her shortly. But by presenting me with this bill, she reminded me of the fact that it's issued by the Treasury of the United States of America. And it's backed by the government and the people of the United States of America. Upon inspection of the article, you will see the words, "In God we trust." Now, we're not here to prove that God exists, but we are here to prove that a being just as invisible and yet just as present exists. Federal government puts its trust in God. It does so on faith and faith alone. It's the will of the people that guides the government. And it is and was their collective faith in a greater being that gave and gives cause to the inscription on this bill. Now, if the government of the United States can issue its currency bearing a declaration of trust in God without demanding physical evidence of the existence or the non-existence of a greater being, then the state of New York, by a similar demonstration of the collective faith of its people, can accept and acknowledge that Santa Claus does exist, and he exists in the person of Kris Kringle.
Case dismissed.
Case dismissed. Santa Claus wins.
So the story is around this girl and her mother. And the boyfriend. And the mother is very skeptical. She doesn't really believe in Santa. But the girl is starting to believe because she meets this fella called Kris Kringle. And eventually, I think she's won over. And it's quite an interesting tale because it's a tale, a sort of story of skepticism or cynicism and faith. And so I don't know about you. I once heard an American say that British people are very cynical, but the Americans are very gullible. So that kind of rang kind of true. And I think, yeah, I'm very cynical, and I tend not to have faith in things. I want to see, to believe. I don't know about you. I don't know what kind of personality you have. Are you more likely to be gullible or cynical? Any gullibles here? Oh, excellent. A gullible person. I'll remember that for later. But the rest of us are a bit cynical. But that's what this story is about. And it's quite interesting because New York, where this is set, is full of people dressed up in Santa suits. And they're ringing bells and they're going, Merry Christmas, ho, ho, ho. And one of them shames themselves because he's had a bit too much. I shouldn't say this because there's children here. He's been on the razzle. You know what I mean. Hopefully the children don't. And so the company who are employing this guy is a big store, and they decide they need a proper Santa. And they just find this random guy in the park, not because he's dressed up as Santa, but he kind of looks like Santa. He glows like Santa. He smiles like Santa. He's kind, like you think Santa would be. And they employ him. It's quite interesting, isn't it? It's not what you look like. It's not who you say you are. It's who you are that really counts. And one of the lines in that film talks about how we don't need physical evidence to believe in God. And you know what Christmas is about? Christmas is about the physical evidence that there really is a God. When Jesus came, we celebrate it, and the angels came, and it was an astounding and unusual birth. It was where God reached out to the ordinary people, shepherds. He reached out to foreign people, the wise men from the east. He reached out to everybody, and he said, I exist, and I love you, and I care about you, and I want you to know my joy and the joy in knowing me. I want you to kind of have me in your heart. And so that is what Christmas is about. And you know, people wrote about Jesus in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They wrote all the stories about Jesus. And Jesus was one of the rabbis who was going around in those days. You know, but he didn't go around saying, I am the Messiah. It wasn't what he said he was. It wasn't what he looked like. It was who he was that counted. And he acted like, he lived like a person full of love and grace and truth, reaching out again to the people all around him, rich people, poor people, foreigners, outcasts. He was the physical demonstration of God's love. And that's what we celebrate every Christmas. Now, in the film, the mother who doesn't really believe in Kris Kringle, do you know, you get the feeling that that is based on disappointment or the fear of disappointment. And there may be people here who are afraid to put their faith in Jesus because they are afraid to be disappointed. And I want you to be encouraged. Don't worry about it. There is no disappointment in God. He loves you and he cares about you. And if you would call yourself a Christian this morning, and many of you would, what I would say to you is, what are you like? Do you look like a Christian? Do you wear socks and sandals? Dodgy. That's not really what Christians look like. Do you say you're a Christian? Or do people just know because of who you are? And I guess that's my challenge for us today. It's not who you say you are. It's not what you look like. It's who you are that counts. And this Christmas, let's try to be Christ's people in the world. And next year, let's try to be him, his hands, his feet, his heart, in our neighborhoods, in our families, and in our church.